The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Patricia Raskin Positive Living, the program that brings you practical and inspiring principles for living more authentic, engaging, and passionate lives. Created by Patricia Raskin, a catalyst for positive change. All comments, views, and opinions are solely those of the host, guest, and callers. And now, with Patricia Raskin Positive Living, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Patricia Raskin Positive Living. We have a great guest for you today. Her name is Brigitte Dove, and she's an internationally recognized author, meditation master, and trainer. She incorporates her experience from over 25 years teaching and her own personal and spiritual journey. And since 1988, she's worked with executives and employees at organizations including NASA, the Goldie Hawn Foundation, and many, many others. Welcome, Brigitte.
Thank you, Patricia. I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah, I really want to talk about some of the things that you discuss with people. You do many seminars. You talk about laughter. But I think one of the things that's been very popular lately, and I think a lot of people have thought about it since we've all watched the movie The Secret, mm-hmm. is the whole idea of the law of attraction, of how you really can get what you want through the law of attraction. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, that's a wonderful topic, Patricia, because the laughter meditation that I teach is perfect for the law of attraction. But first of all, you know, it's good to understand how the law of attraction works. It matches the vibrations that we put out. So if we just do like a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most positive vibration and 1 being quite negative, we want to be aware what vibration we're sending out and make sure it's up there at the 8, 9, 10 somewhere level. And this is how meditation helps, because meditation is awareness. So we want to be aware because we are transmitting whether we're aware of it or not. And the law of attraction is matching us whether we're aware of it or not. So the more aware you are, the more likely you are to have your vibrational level higher and be attracting good things. Because law of attraction is really just a one-trick pony. All it does is match. It doesn't care who you are or how much money you have or don't have, if you're a big celebrity or nobody. It doesn't care about any of those things. All it does is match. It's very simple what it does. So that makes our job simple as well, that we just put our attention, energy, and focus to maintaining a high level up there, as I said, in the 8, 9, or 10 vibrational level of positivity, and then the law of attraction will do the rest for us. Mm. So we want to keep watch on our thoughts, so that we are having positive thoughts and make sure we are feeling in a state of positivity. And as I said, the laughter meditation is very, very powerful in helping with that. In fact, it's the one I recommend of all the techniques I teach. It's the one I recommend the most for law of attraction.
Now, what would you say to people who are going through a tough time? Whether they've just had a loss or whether they just have a feeling of depression or whether they're just really angry and they need to let it out. So what happens to the times in your life when you really need to process or to release feelings that aren't so positive?
Well, the first thing, if you're having a tough time, is to accept what is. Because, you know, if you've just lost your job or you're going through a divorce or something, you're having some problem with your kids, the most important thing is, first of all, accept what is. Because if you fight what is, you're actually making everything worse for yourself. You're creating psychological pain on top of the pain that's already there. So the first step is accept what is. Accept the situation for what it is. And in that acceptance, you will relax. And in that relaxation, it gives an opportunity for your creativity to arise. Because our creativity is something we all need all the time, but most especially in tough times, because our creativity can bring our solutions from our inner wisdom. And you know, you can't order creativity to be there. it arises from a relaxed state. And so, you know, there's this it's like a paradox, really. The more relaxed you are, the more productive you are.
So don't fight what's going on, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And then you mentioned anger. One of the meditation techniques I teach, the gibberish meditation, is excellent for anger. The first step is gibberish. The second step is sitting in silence. And then the first step there, it's a great opportunity to dump out your anger, your frustration, your irritation in the context of a meditation technique. Take the charge off of the situation, because then what will happen in the second stage is it allows your sense of humor to come back, your creativity to arise, your inner wisdom to come forward and come up with a creative solution for whatever is making you angry, whether it's a person or a situation or whatever it is.
An example of this gibberish technique?
Do you want me to actually do some for you?
Oh, I think that would be great.
I'm happy to. So the gibberish is, do not speak in English or any language that you understand what it means. It's basically nonsense sounds. And at the same time, you can't see me do this, but you want to shake your head and stamp your feet, shake your arms, and really use your body, too, to release all this inner clutter from your body and mind. So it will sound something like this. Always makes me laugh when I do that. It's very, very powerful, and it's actually from the Sufi tradition. It's actually an ancient technique. The word gibberish comes from the Sufi mystic Jabbar, and he just spoke to his disciples in gibberish all the time. And the idea being that it helps to bypass the conscious mind so that you drop deeper down inside. And I found it's incredibly useful, as I was saying, to release emotional turmoil, because emotional turmoil gets in the way of our clarity of mind and our emotional grounding and listening to our inner wisdom and having access to our creativity. And we don't want to be dumping our anger out on people, and we don't want to stuff it down inside ourselves either. Neither of those are good. So this technique offers a third option with great results that can bring you great solutions to the issue.
So after you've done that, then what's the second step?
The second stage is sitting in silence.
To sit in silence, okay.
Sit in silence, because the first step when you're doing that gibberish is you're releasing a lot of emotional turmoil, clutter from the mind, and just inner clutter in general, also releasing physical stress. And when you release all that, then in the second stage when you sit in silence, it's much easier and quicker to drop down to our inner peace and inner stillness, inner silence that we all have within us.
And how long do you do this for? As long as it takes, or?
Well, I definitely always suggest that you do the same amount of time for each stage. You can do it for a very short amount of time. For example, you know, a minute of gibberish, a minute of silence. Or if you're really feeling you've got a lot of stuff to release, then do it for 5 minutes of gibberish, 5 minutes of silence, or longer. Mm-hmm. I do have a CD, a gibberish meditation CD. It's on my website, discovermeditation.com. And on the CD, there is 30 minutes of gibberish and 30 minutes of silence. And if you do that full hour, you will be so cleaned out. It's just phenomenal. And there's always more gibberish in there, I find. People find, you know.
Now, when people do the gibberish part, Brigido, are they releasing and feeling the anger of the situation or whatever is going on?
Absolutely. What I say to people is get totally 100% angry. Whatever it is you're angry about doesn't matter. The anger, the energy of the anger is inside you. And if you totally go for it, then you will, what happens is you as you release the anger, then the energy transforms, and it transforms into creativity. Because the other side of anger is creativity, is two sides of the same energy. There's a positive and negative.
Right.
So what this technique affords people is the possibility to, because you don't want to pretend you're not angry about something when you are. That's the worst thing you can do, because then you just stuff it down.
Mm-hmm.
So just say, no, I'm really angry right now. You know, I feel really angry. And express it fully and totally in this gibberish, and it will transform. I mean, you probably heard me. I started laughing when I finished, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, I've been doing these techniques a long time, but what happens is when you take, like, the lid off the pressure cooker and release all that anger, it will transform into laughter, into creativity. It might possibly transfer into tears, which is also good, because that's a healing. And you get in touch with your inner wisdom and inner silence, and you get your sense of humor back.
Mm. I haven't heard of that before. I think it's very, very well spoken.
Yes, thank you. It's an extraordinary technique, and it's very, very powerful.
All right, so let's talk about laughter part, laughing your way to well-being.
Okay. Well, the laughter meditation has two stages, like the gibberish. The first stage, we just laugh, and the second stage, we sit in silence. Now, you know, you don't need a stand-up comedian. Nobody has to be telling jokes or anything. You just start laughing. And laughing has so many dimensions of benefits. It's just amazing. So first of all, for our health, and there's a lot of scientific evidence now that laughter helps release tremendous amount of tensions and stress from the body and really helps our physical well-being in a very powerful way. So for no other reason, I always suggest to people that they laugh a lot every day for their physical health. It's going to help. Then it also helps the heart, the physical heart, but also the emotional heart. It helps release tensions, and it enhances all of our relationships, because it helps put us into that positive vibration of the law of attraction, which I was talking about earlier. And it helps all relationships. I mean, if you can laugh with somebody, it really helps when problems arise, that you have that foundation of laughter, and it helps for creative solutions to arise. Laughter is the one I recommend the most for creativity. If you're looking for creative ideas, just start laughing, and your creativity is just going to pour out of you. So it helps there. Then it helps with the mind, of course, because when you can't think and laugh at the same time. So in that split second when you're laughing, the mind is not there, which means all your problems are not there either, because most of our problems just live in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a relief. And then, as you know, of course, the creative solutions to the problems are very likely to arise, or simply the problems just disappear, because a lot of problems are created by fear, which lives in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And laughter erases fear. You can't be afraid and laughing at the same time. You can't be worried and laughing at the same time. And when the fear is erased, that with it erases a lot of fear-fabricated problems in the head. And so your life becomes much easier, and you have more clarity of mind available if you're in a wisdom and your creativity instead of all this clutter and fear and all of that. So it's a very powerful technique for that. And then on the spiritual level, laughter helps us because laughter acts as a bridge to take us from an ordinary experience to an extraordinary experience of inner silence.
Let's talk about that part of it. Let's talk about the silence part. We haven't discussed that yet. Now, after you had the laughter or after you had the gibberish, then you sit in silence. A lot of people are very uncomfortable with silence.
Yes, they are. And this is why I love these techniques, because it makes they make the sitting in silence part very easy, because you've released a lot of tensions from the body and mind through the laughter and through the gibberish, and that makes it much easier to drop down and be connected to our inner silence, our inner peace, our inner stillness. And therefore, that the meditation becomes much more enjoyable. And I love it also, especially for new people who, as you said, they can't sit in silence, they don't like it, because it really helps give people a kick start to experiencing that inner silence and inner stillness. And then, you know, then you gain confidence because you're getting good results, and then you keep doing it.
Yeah. So it's, now when we talk about the silence, Brigido, what do we mean? I mean, you know, you hear about people who go on retreats and they're silent for 2 days or silence. What are you talking about in terms of being silent?
I love that question, Patricia. What I'm talking about is no more information going in. And, you know, the best example is nature. Nature is very good for us because of the silence. Now, of course, nature isn't noiseless. There is sound. It might be the wind whistling through the trees, or the waves crashing on the floor, on the shore at the beach, or the birds singing, and so on. But what nature is not filling us up with information going in our head. And in that way, it's silent. And it is a joy-filled silence. It is not a silence of dread or a fear, but it's filled with joy. And that is what we all have inside of ourselves, too. Each one of us has a center of joy-filled silence, which also contains love and wisdom. And it's just that we've lost touch of it, Patricia, with all the noise and all these, you know, stresses that we absorb in this lifestyle we have, and overload of information. And one very simple thing you can do, and I love to do this myself, is simply to go to a place in nature, whether it's a local park or your backyard or a beach or anywhere, and just lie on the ground, on your back on the ground, and allow Mother Earth to absorb all of your tensions. And just be there, and you could look at the sky or look up through a tree, which is one of my favorite things to do, look up at the sky through the leaves and branches of a tree, or you can close your eyes. And just be there and absorb what the support Mother Earth and nature has to offer us. And it really helps you to ground and to come back to your center of well-being, of centeredness. and just makes you feel okay. You know, that life is okay, everything is okay, and a lot of problems dissolve, and if they don't dissolve, solutions arise when you give them that space of silence.
And so,
you know, yes, it's nice to go to a two-day retreat and all of that, but it's not always possible. And personally, I love these expressive techniques like the laughter and the gibberish because they work very fast to quickly take us to our inner silence because we're releasing so much stress in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, I think in our culture, silence is very misunderstood.
Yes, it is. It is. Because, you know, people maybe think they have to go to a two-day retreat or it's something they dread, and maybe they dread it because in silence they become aware of this turmoil in their mind or the emotional turmoil or the stress in their body, and they don't want to deal with it. But when you know the right way to deal with it, and these suggestions I'm making here, the stress can be very quickly dissolved, and then you can drop down into that inner silence and really enjoy it because it's there for us to enjoy and have easier lives
instead
all the time.
All right, we have a couple minutes left, so tell us about some of the workshops that you work with and some of the workshops you teach and where they are and the different topics.
Okay, well, they're on my website, discovermeditation.com, and one of them is the Laughter Meditation Teleclass Training. So we do that on the phone. I have people all around the world, and that is to specialize in learning a lot more about the laughter meditation, and of course we do it. And then I also have a practitioner certification training, and that is in where I live here in the San Francisco Bay Area. It's a 6-day training, and the next one is October 12th through 17th in the fall of this year. And in that workshop, I teach the whole range. In my latest book, there's over 150 techniques. I teach the whole range of the expressive techniques, the laughter, the tears, the gibberish, the dancing, the humming, the dynamic, for example. I also teach there's a 30-second stop technique. There's a lot of 4-minute techniques. And I teach meditations that you can do in the office or at home with children and for relationships, for every aspect of our lives. So it's a very value-packed training where you learn a lot about what meditation is and what it is not, and can really use it in a practical way in your day-to-day life. And I also have a business section in that training for those who want to either add meditation techniques to a business they already have or start a business or share a lot with friends and colleagues and family.
Okay. Well, it's been really great to have you on. How can people find you? They go to
www.discovermeditation.com, and they can sign up for the Laughing Buddhas Network, which is free, and have a look at at what's there. There's also a free audio I just put up there too on the homepage.
Brigido, any closing thoughts? What's your message? What would you like our listeners to get today?
I think what I would like the most to get today is to bring more laughter into their lives, to make a deliberate practice of laughter because it has so many benefits for us on every level, and it will bring them more joy and more creativity and more productivity, more relaxation, and you just have a better time.
Thank you so much. It was great to have you on the program.
Thank you, Patricia. I have immensely enjoyed it.
Thank you. And stay on the line. Remember, folks, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and know you can make your dreams come true. Log on to Patricia at patriciaraskin.com. Until next time, I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on voiceamerica.com. Bye for now.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.